Speaking of which, this Joe Simpson situation is something that Doug has kept an eye on.
Now, and, this is the old outfielder for the Kansas City Royals we're talking about.
Nope, this is Jessica Simpson's father.
All right.
And then Ashley, the lip syncer, her father. Joe Simpson's affair with an aspiring male model.
I thought we covered all this. Is there an update?
New information, yeah. It's an update.
Are we doing it every day?
Well, we're going to advance the story.
All right.
We're going to advance the story.
That's what journalists do, I suppose.
Bryce Chandler Hill, he was named after the winery in Augusta. Joe Simpson's affair with an aspiring male model, Bryce Chandler Hill, unraveled after his wife, Tina, made a mad dash to New York City to confront her husband about the alleged trysts. Back in August, Tina discovered modeling shots of Bryce Chandler Hill, 21 years old, lying around the L.A. home she shared with 54-year-old Joe. Worse still, she noticed the pictures were taken inside of their mansion. Now knowing who the boy was, Tina investigated, and she soon learned the truth in a brutal hotel lobby confrontation. Quote, Joe got busted after Tina found some modeling pictures of Bryce in their home, a source reveals, and also repeats a paragraph from earlier in the story. They were taken in and around the house, and she was suspicious because she didn't have a clue who the boy was, but it was Bryce Chandler Hill.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Joe and Tina's marriage was in trouble, and they had a make-or-break vacation booked in Hawaii, so she didn't ask Joe any questions at that point. However, when they returned to Los Angeles, Joe bizarrely got on a plane to New York just 6 hours after they had landed in California. She thought it was suspicious, but she still didn't suspect anything, which seems to be an oxymoron. That was my own editor's commentary.
She was suspicious, but suspected nothing.
Wait, so they get back from this make-or-break vacation. He gets on a plane, doesn't explain where he's going, and she was suspicious, yet suspected nothing.
Okay. All I can do is read the copy. She thought it was suspicious, but she still didn't suspect anything.
No.
Tina thought he was just going there for a business meeting, the insider said. But things started to take a turn for the worse when Tina began to inquire about Bryce Chandler Hill, who she had never met or knew nothing of. Because Tina looks after Jessica's fashion label, she meets a lot of people who work in the fashion industry.
Sure.
In one meeting, somebody mentioned Bryce Chandler Hill.
There's that name again.
And she couldn't talk about him because she didn't know anything about the boy. It was then that Tina enlisted daughter Jessica's best friend, K.C. Cobb. Doug, that's spelled C-A-C-E-E.
S-E Cobb.
No, it's not S-E Cobb. K.C. C. Cap. It's a capitalized C, lowercase A, then a capitalized C, and then two lowercase E's. Are you a problem?
Yeah, that's just wrong. That's a horrible misspelling on the birth certificate.
K.C.
That's a nurse
Cobb.
Who can't spell. What are you going to call the child? K.C. Okay, let me see if I can spell that. And then you never check it and you sign it? Come on.
Come on, people.
K.C. Cobb for help in finding out who the boy was. Casey uncovered some personal pictures of Joe and Bryce posing together and then showed Tina. So Joe's 54 and he's posing with Bryce Chandler Hill, who's 21.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Tina sent Joe, who's back in New York, a text message asking if he had anything to tell her.
This is quite a recounting of what
happened. This is going on forever. All we needed to know was that, sure, she was suspicious, but suspected nothing.
Tina sent Joe, who was back in New York, a text message asking if he had anything to tell her. She quizzed him about Bryce Chandler Hill.
Just call him Bryce at this point, or Mr. Hill. You don't always have to say Bryce Chandler Hill.
Would I say Mr. Hill or Mr. Chandler Hill?
What does that mean, you're quizzing him? What are his favorite colors? Nope, it's aqua.
She quizzed him about Bryce
Chandler Hill.
But he denied knowing the boy. Smelling a rat, Tina decided.
He said, I don't know the boy, but they're pictures. This might have raised suspicions.
Well, sure, she smelled a rat.
Smelling a rat, Tina decided to take the bull by the horns, the source said. She knew where Joe was staying and wanted to confront him in person. Tina wanted answers. She flew to New York to make an unannounced visit to Joe. When she got there, she called him down to the lobby, and they thrashed it out. It was there and then that Joe confessed he was having a gay affair with Mr. Chandler Hill.
Whatever his name is. And he said that in a crowded hotel lobby. Yep, that's right. We've been married a long, long time. I'm just as gay as Gay Gayerson.
Clip that off, Stedman. It was there and then that Jehu confessed he was having a gay affair with Bryce, who had left the hotel just days earlier, and Tina demanded a divorce right there in the hotel lobby.
Did she get it?
Yeah, they're going through that.
Any reaction from the daughters on this?
Nope. But Bryce has been bragging to his friends about having a gay relationship with Joe Simpson, and they say he's using him for fame and laughing behind his back.
Oh, no.
That's not right.
This kid will leave this older gentleman soon.
That's what twinks do.
Yeah. I don't know. I would assume.
You've been left at the altar by a couple, haven't you?
Text in 74697.
That's what twinks do. Ah!
Or email in the morning after at KFNS.com your thoughts on this developing story. I don't think anybody else is covering it in St. Louis radio.
They don't have it. They don't have the type of newsroom we have. We've got a boatload of reporters here working on this stuff. You think we just read stuff off the internet? I don't think so. We have boots on the ground. Journalism is what we do.
We have a separate Joe Simpson division.
Yep.
That's right.
We're committed. We have a bureau. Also, if you want some journalism, you can take a look at the Foot Fetish Friday video.